Ventnor City Planning Board Meeting, July 27th, 2026.
To welcome everybody to the Ventnor Planning Board Meeting on July 27th, 2026. I'd like to stand and do a flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag in the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Carmella, will you do a roll call, please?
Commissioner Langgraf?
Here.
Dan Smith III?
Here.
Mike Leeson?
Here.
Tim Coop?
Here.
Greer Gaskell?
Here.
Wendy Bartlett?
Here.
Jessica Stilley?
Here.
John Van Dyne?
Here.
Absent are Mayor Kribel, Joe Iannazelli, Jay Cook, Lorraine Salata, and Peter Tucko.
This meeting is being held in accordance with the due public notice thereof pursuant to this New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Notice that this meeting was advertised in the press, and a copy of the same has been posted in the bulletin board in Municipal Building. May I have a motion to make the adoption of the minutes for July 8th, 2026?
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? None heard? So approved. Make a motion for approval of Resolution P-19-2026-27, South Weymouth Avenue.
Motion.
Second.
Any nays? None heard? Motion passed. First application, 6223 Monmouth Avenue.
Yeah, so there's a, before we get to that application, a couple of changes on the agenda. We're only going to hear the first case tonight. Applicant's attorney on the second and third had a little bit of an issue, so he called us late and asked that we move them. I think our next available date that we can accommodate them is August 24th. Is that correct, Carmella? So just for the record, if anyone's here for the following two applications, Stephen and Lara Brunel, which is 6415 Monmouth Avenue, Block 170, Lot 7, that is going to be heard on August 24th, 6:30 p.m. in this room. Applicant will not be required to republish or renotice, so if anyone's here for that, come back on August 24th and you'll be heard. And then the other one, 10 North Washington Avenue, which is 10 and 12 North Washington Avenue, Block 135, Lot 27, and Lot 28. Same thing with that, that's going to be heard August 24th, 2026, 6:30 p.m. in this room. The applicant will not be required to republish or renotice, so if you're here for that, that's your formal announcement to come back on that date. And that leaves, just for the record, Mr. Tucko is here in attendance, and that just leaves the application of 6223 Monmouth Avenue. The applicant and Mr. Mednick can come up, and in the meantime, I'll get Mr. McLaren sworn in for the evening. Mr. McLaren, please raise your right hand. You swear from the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. All right, Mr. Mednick, just give us your name and business address for the record. I'll get you sworn in.
559 Tilton Road, North Haven, New Jersey.
Okay, and you're Gary Mednick, obviously, correct? Please raise your right hand. Do you swear from the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
Yes.
And the applicant's here with you?
Yes.
Okay. And if he's going to speak, we can swear him in, or when necessary, but if he's going to speak, he's here and need to get sworn in, if and when. And I don't know, Roger, do you want to do anything first, or do you?
No, I think we'd be better off if you introduced his application.
And licensed architect in the state of New Jersey, Mr. Mednick? Board familiar with Mr. Mednick's credentials? I know he's appeared in several boards and has been around for a bit.
Yep, his credentials are acceptable to Ventnor City.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Well, as I basically, just to walk you through, I'm sure you had an opportunity to have a look at the drawings and try to be as clear as I could be. This is, as you are well aware, this is a unique site. There at one time, historically, there was a store here, a retail store, I think a grocery store, I was told. It's, the elevation of this property is like four, somewhere around four and change. It's a particularly low piece of property. And it's a two-story solid brick building that sits with a group of other homes, as was shown. The owner wants to vacate the entire first floor, which would be equivalent to lifting and elevating the house, and start put a second floor or third level addition on, where we're going to be adding a bedroom. The whole purpose is that we are below the height. I know there's a lot of variances involved here, and as you know, there's zero setbacks in a lot of places. And I tried my best to maintain those setbacks and not go anywhere else. As you well know, I put a slight amount for grass. It's really a de minimis amount. It was just an attempt to comply as best as possible. It's clearly a small lot. The attempt was made to also put a porch in the back for the view, and also to incorporate some of the features of the existing building. As you know, there's a overhang of a window, a section of the window, like a bay, going on to Sacramento Avenue. I would have loved to run it up and use that for views, etc., but you know, clearly that's over encroachment. But the structure has been there for quite a while. Like everything is 100 years now, so it's probably been there for about 100 years. Or some facsimile thereof. We chose not to put any parking on the lower level because it was just impossible to get a larger car in there. It was a little hard. And the owner has been living in this house the last number of years, I can tell you. And that the only time we all have severe parking situations in this particular thing is areas, of course, during the summer. But it's been like that for quite a while. And the occupancy of the building is really, of the space is not going to change, you know. So the other thing that may be of interest is that this particular lot is that does not have a party wall with the adjoining townhouses or whatever we'll call them. It's got its own brick foundation and it's got its own structure. It doesn't share a party wall with the adjacent property. I'm of the belief that by changing the materials and making more, just trying to fit in. It's, right now, if you look at the structure, it's an old brick structure. I personally enjoy renovating brick because it lasts longer, it's easier to work with. However, it's also not so like fitted as the way I'd like it to. So by adding the upper floor, we're just going to change the materials. And of course, the slope of the roof is pretty much a given because we can't slope any rain into the adjacent property. So it's natural to give it a shed roof going from one high point to the next so that the water can be shed without going onto anybody's property. I think it's going to be an addition good for the neighborhood. I see that it would I don't see any detriment here. It's been here a long time. I'm trying to maintain the same lines as possible. I'm pretty much finished unless there are any questions.
So you're going for a mixed use, whether it's to...
No, it's a single-family use, correct?
It's a single use, correct.
Right, I mean, it used to be mixed use.
It was.
Commercial grade. That's being converted to just storage.
The owner is abandoning the use on the floor below.
Right. Just want to get that on the record. Because you and I met about this one.
Yes, we did. We met about this and we discussed it.
So basically, you're taking the area that you lost on the ground floor that you can't use for residential and you're moving it up?
Pretty much, yeah, it's exactly, not pretty much. That's exactly what the intention is. It's analogous to elevating the house like we do all over Bedford. But here, we don't have to do that. We just abandon the floor.
In this structure, there's four in a row that are attached to each other?
That I can't attest to. I can only attest to this particular building because I studied it out. That the other buildings may, in fact, have party walls.
Right.
I know this building does not.
But it has a zero-foot setback.
Correct, it's got zero setback.
It's a standalone, but obviously it looks different than the other buildings on the
block. Yes. It's got zero setbacks on three sides, except for the back, which has, I think, 3 feet.
So if you could describe to the board what the first floor elevation is now. You said it was a 4.7.
It was about 4.
4.4.
Yes.
And what's the new floor going to be?
The new floor elevation is going to be 13, a foot better than what's required at this time.
14.8, right?
14.8, yes. That was predicated on my measurement. There was enough difference for me not to be concerned about the accuracy. But I measured it from the point of the quarters, which was given us a elevation by the surveyor, and I just went from that up. And we were way above the required finished floor elevation. Way above, about a foot. Which tells us that this is a particularly low-lying area.
It is. I mean, that's the notorious location of flood events. So this is a corner lot, so you have two front yards, a side yard, and a rear yard.
Two front yards, a side yard, and a rear yard. We're going to create some kind of a vestibule to enter the home, of course. And the first floor is pretty much going to maintain the floor plan arrangement, although we will renovate it. And on the top level, we'll be adding a bedroom and another gathering room.
So do you have a copy of the report I generated?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to go over the variances that you
of course.
Are required?
Well, the front yard requires a variance, of course, because of it's on Monmouth Avenue. Monmouth Avenue is a zero setback, and it's clearly a 12-foot requirement. And I'm basing it on putting the home on the footprint of the existing. So that's the way I presented it. Otherwise, it should be noted that the house is about 11. That floor is about 1,100 square feet.
Right.
So. It's not, this is, when we're done, it's going to be an ordinary three-bedroom house, typical of Ventnor in terms of the size. The porch setback the deck porch, which I'm showing, is not applicable in terms because it's existing. The side yards on the right is required 4 feet. We're showing zero. It's existing nonconformity. However, of course, we're adding a floor to it. And the left side is quite similar. The rear yard is about three feet. It's always been 3 feet. I even put the deck on top of the existing footprint, which, by the way, was a deck before.
Right.
We're just going to be stacking them.
Nonconforming deck.
That's the second floor, sorry. The building height is about, oh, I would say 22 and a half feet or so. I'm measuring from the high point of the base flood elevation up.
Yeah, I think I calculated 26.43 feet.
Yes. This is not a garage there, so I'm
Right, and you're allowed to do that because you're banning the commercial use, which would count as the green.
Yes. The garage, unfortunately, didn't yield any space, as we may have discussed, because it's just not deep enough to meet the definition of a garage. And the owner is quite satisfied, does not have a problem with that. If we had a beeper, we would have done it, but it doesn't work out in this case, based on the size.
I thought Bogdan said he's going to buy a couple of golf courts. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know.
Oh, possible.
So you're right on the height, you're not increasing building coverage, lot coverage, you're actually decreasing where you can. I mean, there's not many places.
Correct. Parking is...
Right, so looking at it as a single-family home, you have two bedrooms, you're required to have two spaces, you have zero now, and actually 1.5 is what's required today, but you need two because you're increasing it by one, so that's a variance, but if you consider that... All right, so it's not a town, it's not a tax, but if you look at the commercial requirement for parking, you used to have five spaces for commercial. That goes away, so it's a net decrease of demand of, what, five spaces.
We could argue that.
But, I mean, that's your argument. You still need a variance for the residential parking, but your argument could be that you're abandoning the commercial use.
Correct.
And that we've, parking demand.
We've abandoned the commercial use, and I don't know the history of it. I don't know the authority or whatever. I'm not sure if that use remains with the property or it becomes... or after it's been empty for a long period of time. I don't know what the rule is, but the owner doesn't really mind, doesn't care. He just wants to abandon that space. And for very good reasons, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I request to get waivers.
So, Mr. Magnet, just to clarify the ground floor, that means, is there a bathroom on the ground floor now?
I did not notice one when I was there. I don't know. Maybe the owner can explain.
If you have any bathroom, shower?
No showers.
Any plumbing?
There's got to be plumbing. There's got to be an existing plumbing for a bathroom. So there's probably a bathroom,
right, because that would have to be sealed in the store. Are we all right with that?
I'm sorry.
It would have to be sealed and removed on the ground floor. Any?
If
comply with the flood damage prevention ordinance.
And provide a backflow preventer, or that just seal it off.
It's got to be removed and sealed. If there's any fixtures in there, it has to be removed. We're okay with that?
Yes.
Is that the first floor slab on grade?
Yes, it is.
What did you just ask?
Excuse me?
What did you just ask?
Slab on grade.
Okay.
Yes, it's slab on grade. Hmm. We have to decide when we work on it to make sure that slab meets the criteria of being equal to or higher than the adjacent grade. I think it meets it now, because there's a brick wall that stands in between these. So
if you comply with the setbacks, your building would be 2 feet wide.
Yeah.
Any more testimony to solidify your position on?
I'm sorry.
Are you satisfied with your presentation?
I think I've, you know, based on the review, which we understand, and based on the criteria that I had to work with, and the fact that the drawings were prepared to show the conditions thereof, I am. But if there's any additional questions or issues, I'd be happy to answer them.
Do you want the owner to make any statements?
Yeah.
You're good. At this time, we're going to open up to the public. You may come up. Just give us your name and address, not to swear you.
My name is Suzanne McGinty. I live at 6301 Monmouth, which is the house directly across the street on Monmouth Avenue.
McGinty?
McGinty, M-C-G-I-N-T-Y.
Ms. McGinty, I gotta swear you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I've lived there for 79 years now, and I'm pretty aware of all the problems that flooding and everything they have. I don't have any objections to him adding an extra bedroom. I just want to know whether it's going to be a rental or not. I cannot get out of my driveway as it is with all the cars on my street, and they've been tearing down houses on both sides of Sacramento this summer, and I was not allowed to put my driveway or my garage in the front because they said I couldn't pass the 25-foot test, and so I ended up having to put my garage in the bottom of my house, and in the back of my house. I can't get a car into my garage. So it's strictly a garage. So I kind of want to know, is the bottom floor is going to be just a garage? I mean, not a garage, but like a storage area down there. Okay, and is it going to be a rental or not? Because we've got enough rentals right down that street to choke a horse. My other thing is, on the design, they have the roof going down like this. Is that going to cause a problem for the man behind him?
Because no, deliberately sloped in that direction, so it will not.
Okay, because, I mean, he gets enough water as it is. He doesn't need any additional. When is this construction of that going to be done?
He can't start it he technically can't start it for 45 days if he gets approved.
Okay.
So then whatever time frame he's going to use.
All right.
I would imagine he wouldn't do it in the summer.
All right. Because when he has it, I want to know where these dump trucks and everything else and all the dumpsters are going to get situated. Are they going to be on Monmouth Avenue, or are they going to be on Sacramento Avenue? Because if they're going to be on Sacramento, they're going to be directly across from my driveway. And as it is right now, I just had to fight the Mack trucks taking the two houses down Sacramento Avenue to let me in and out of my driveway. So I'm kind of concerned about this construction and everything, that it's going to make it harder for me to get in and out of get my car in and out. I don't like leaving my car on Monmouth Avenue, basically, because it becomes Monmouth Avenue Speedway, and it always makes me nervous listening to people going down the street 90 miles an hour and everything. So I'm not a really good speaker, but I just really I don't want to cause any problems. I just want to know where these things are, what these things are happening, and relative to me. I've got construction on one side of me right now. I got two houses coming down on me, and this is the last blow. And I was just like, I spent the last 2 weeks listening to nothing but buzz saws, dumpster drops, Mack trucks, you name it, you know. And front loaders taking down houses. So, I mean, it's just gotten me to the point where I don't want to have a fight. I don't want to cause a problem. I know this area. It floods terrible. I know that store by heart because I've lived across from it all my life. And I remember it was there. It was probably built in the mid to late 30s, like mid to late 20s, because most of that area was built in that area, in that time frame. So, I mean, yeah.
And you've been in your house for how long?
I've been in the house since about 5 days after I was born in Atlantic City. But I was out for about 15 years, but my mother was in the house. I've raised my house. I've taken it back to the studs.
Yeah.
And brought it back out again in 92. I was in this house in 62 when the floods, I watched people take boats down the front. The front. So I kind of know the area.
Well, thank you for staying. And I think you expressed yourself extremely well.
Thank you.
And I think from just looking at the gentleman, I think he would be considerate to you to let you know when he's going to start and where the things are going to be. Am I reading you wrong or am I reading you right? Okay, that's what I thought.
Thank you so very much.
So the other thing, Mr. Chairman, if I could, from the construction office, they issue the dumpster permits. We'll make sure that Dina goes out and takes a look so she can get out of her driveway. We should be able to coordinate that. I think there's enough room if you put it close to the corner that she can still get in and out.
So
I think they can work that location of the dumpster out for you. We'll make sure when they issue the permit that they do.
Do you feel better now that you spoke in public? Okay.
Better.
Now you can breathe. Okay. You did good. All right. Seeing no one else in the audience, we're going to close that portion. If any of the board members would like to ask questions, please go ahead now and do so.
I got a couple questions.
I have a question. Looking at the elevations, you have that rear elevation with a blank wall. I know you talked about it's not adaptable for the garage, but what about the carport to get it off the street, that rear street? And I don't know. It's just that's it. I think, Dan, what you're talking about is that where he's going to put the terrace, the decks above? Could that brick, what's in that brick extension off the back?
Yes, it's a small storage room there.
So now you've got storage all on that first floor.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility of putting a garage door in that under the decks and making that, maybe don't even put a door back on it. Just open it up so it's pulling carport.
Or if you just eliminate it and put new columns in or something?
Something. Trying to get a parking space out there, at least once.
That's terrible. Yeah. You're looking
to try 18
to get a parking space within the confines of the building. The back is what you're referring to.
Correct.
Yeah, remove that storage area. You can get one space in there.
Mm-hmm. Is that a required to be 19 foot? It is, but so what they would be able to have, they'd be shy of it. Granted, variance, you put a stinking parking space on a lot. Granted, it works.
It just has to be open space.
Wouldn't give them one parking spot on the property.
I mean, they could even make the deck bigger, right?
I mean, moving forward, you reduce the parking.
Yeah, you can take that
it's
back.
Actually less than what would happen in the actual big structure. And as you see by looking at the proposed addition, if you look to the right, I'm presuming that you're talking about the deck over the terrace area.
Correct.
And we're talking about trying to get a car in there. And
removing that.
Probably mind that is about 16 feet, 69 feet.
So if you, what we're suggesting, Mr. Mendick, is to take off that storage area.
It's going to be actually more difficult, less than putting it under the main building.
So your lot is 18 feet wide, 18.2. It's 18.2 feet deep.
Correct.
So if you take off that rear terrace, what you're calling
it. You take the car all the way through to here.
Correct.
And is 18 foot 2 an acceptable?
Outdoor space is 18 feet deep.
And for parking space.
Right.
I'm 19.
If you put a curb cut there, that'll line up with her curb cut, and it'll be easy to get in and out.
Right.
There'll be a car parked there.
That's
I guess the question would go to the applicant, are you willing to do that?
To take this, take that spare storage area you have.
Is the whole first floor going to be stored?
Hold on, please. Please aim to go in front of the microphone to get sworn in.
I don't think we can.
You're the applicant, correct?
What's that?
It is, I mean, this.
And, you know, it's off the street.
Yes.
Why? Yeah, I'll take that.
We're talking about the garage.
And build up the garage.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm just going to get you sworn in. You're the applicant?
Yes.
Okay, just please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you'll give tonight will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I just wanted to get that, so I can speak freely.
And you can still do the desk.
You can still do the desk.
Yes.
Kind of take off the whole thing. You could even make it bigger than that. I mean, I wouldn't care about that. I mean, you even have room, store a couple trash cans, do the next to it.
Yeah, well, that's correct. The way, you know, this is a call that I cannot make.
Wait, that's why he's here.
This is nothing now.
Yeah, right.
Ping pong table back here. I think, what I'm getting is that, the owner is not interested in putting.
Okay, we're not interested in talking about the variances then. So this is a very simple ask.
Give me a minute?
Yeah, the area needs parking. You've heard the neighbor talk about parking issues. Parking is a problem throughout our city. You have a very simple way to address at least one parking space. The entire first floor is going to be storage. And honestly, the architecture is, you're losing that whole facade.
I really don't think you have enough space there.
Ma'am, so, Leo, can you explain to her why?
The public portion's now closed and everything's being recorded, so you'd have to request from the chairman to speak again and come up.
You have to get a license for it.
Thank you for your patience. Yes, I think that's a good idea. And the owner's willing to do that.
Thank you.
I think that was an excellent answer that you just gave the board. Thank you.
Suggestion.
And I don't know if this, we need an additional variance. If we redesign that area, I may choose to put a, cover that porch above, you know, with the roof.
I'm good with that.
And I don't suspect it would change the coverage. Would that be any problem for the board?
You're actually reducing building coverage. Your lot coverage should stay the same.
So we're just talking about a deck?
Right, yeah.
All right, so having a roof over that deck is not objectionable.
That shouldn't change size.
I mean, you could even make it bigger. I have no objection.
Yeah.
If you wanted to kind of come out and make your deck a little bigger.
Yes, we'll be pretty much using that entire space to park a car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And put the porch above it, have to do the necessary things that the.
And you're
going to take that deck out to Sacramento. We have no issue with that. Taking it all the way out to the property line there, in front where it lines up with the building. Same thing with the back line.
Which would give the automobile some cover.
Exactly.
I think it's a win-win.
Thank you for the suggestion. Now I think you understand the reason why we're suggesting that. And one of our board members just suggested that, and it would have to go to the city commission. because that encroachment, that building overhang that you wanted to keep and extend up, if you wanted to do that, you'd come to the city commission and ask for an encroachment. You've already got it on the second floor. I don't see us having an issue going up.
Well, I'd like to thank you for that comment. It would really help.
I think it wakes up that, aesthetically, it wakes up that facade.
I was reticent to do that, you know? I wouldn't be able to come in front of you and just say, hey.
Something that we asked for, we're certainly willing to look at that. And look, I won't speak for the mayor, but he's a design guy. He would love to see that, something to break up that facade. You guys agree with that?
Yes.
I don't know if he needs a variance, because you guys can't grant encroachment into the right-of-way. We would have to grant that as city commission.
Right.
But I think that's a good design alternative across the board. Agree, Chair?
I do. I think he took the suggestions of the board wisely.
Yep.
And I will thank you for letting me know this building is not 100 years old.
I guess I'm not 100 years old yet.
Yes.
Maybe months.
Well, it's good to see you smile a little bit more, Mrs. McKinney.
Thank you.
I have one more question.
Of course.
If on that ground level, were you planning to use a stack stone? Or if, I know the rendering, it shows it pretty dark color. I don't know if there was something else that you could use to kind of preserve that.
You're talking about the driveway to the.
Just the facade around the corner, it kind of wraps. It looks like a stack stone.
Yes. We haven't really made the final decision on the interior.
I would just like to see, I think, something that kind of preserves a little more of the character of the building, that looks a little more.
Brick, so let's speak.
You have brick. And I like what you're, I see what you're trying to do and break up the three different.
We're trying to break up the three levels.
I mean, even like, I don't know, could you paint the brick on one of the levels, or I don't know what else.
We're actually considering doing.
Just the rear side?
It kind of wraps. It's the front and then along, it wraps around the side. Well, I guess both fronts.
Yes, and what do they run this facade as a three type?
This way.
Yeah, that's ground level, existing level, which is basically painted brick, and then the top level, which is a stucco form of material.
I just feel like that stack stone's going to scream against those adjacent.
We haven't made a final decision on that. The suggestion is taken under advisement as well, since I don't see, to me, I think it could enhance. As long as we're going to, you know, I can think of another way to do it, as long as the maintain where it's car level.
Yeah, so I see exactly what we're trying to do, but just try and maintain a little bit more of that. What's that?
John, they're having a sidebar about food. We got food stores to get at store.
Does any other board member have any other questions?
I just had a question, I guess, perhaps for Leo. Will this carry a condition that ground floor not get developed, or is there any sort of restriction, agreement that?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to, legally it can, and we're going to say that they have to, any plumbing and bathrooms on that floor have to be sealed and removed. I'll make that a condition.
And when you come in for flood permits and construction permits, that not conversion agreement.
Right, but it can't be converted 2 years later, right?
Correct.
I'm sorry to see that top cornice go, that design. I wish there was a way to save that.
You're talking about?
The facade that's on Monmouth Avenue, the.
Talking about the cornice?
Yeah, the cornice along the top. There's no way to save that, I don't think.
This cornice above the entrance here?
The top of the second, what is the second floor here?
Yeah, this one?
It's cut off of your center picture there?
Yeah.
It's above the top of there.
Oh, you're talking about the facade.
Yeah. There's no real way to save that, preserve that.
You know.
It would look funny, I think, in the middle of that floor.
I was trying to get as much of the building on there. Of course, I would have loved to save it, but unfortunately, I'm going to have space in there. Even if there was a deck there, it wouldn't really change the matter.
I know.
I'm afraid it would have to go.
Yeah.
Just as a matter of.
I get it. I understand. It's a cool design.
I would have liked it myself.
Yeah.
No, the other buildings in that would have.
I know. They're all one story.
Mm-hmm.
don't know how they're even.
Yeah.
It ends up too close to the floor line.
Right, yeah, I figured it was an issue with that.
Any other questions from the board?
Yes, sir.
None hearing. We'll make, let Leo make a statement.
Roger, the variance is the seven you listed, obviously going to add a parking space, but those are.
Seven's eliminated.
Oh, even with putting one parking space, does the trick?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so it's a C variance application, I'll summarize the variances.
It's going to add a couple foot deck to go all the way out to the building.
That goes to zero.
That goes to zero.
That's a good point.
So it's a whole first floor with no parking?
Yeah.
All right, so here are the variances, there's a front yard setback along Monmouth, it's at the property line, 0 feet, 12 feet is the requirement, same thing for the front yard setback along Sacramento, and there's the front yard setback to the deck along Sacramento, that's at 5.8 feet
exists, and that is zero covered across the street.
And that's going to go to zero. Then the side yard setback on the right side, that's also going to zero?
Yes.
Okay, rear yard setback is 3 feet where 12 is required. Rear yard setback to the second floor deck, is it 3 feet where 6 feet is required? Parking variance goes away, is the conditions that they're going to put that carport under that terraced area, they'll submit revised plans to be reviewed in the discretion of Mr. McLaren. They're going to widen those decks across the
yeah, but the variance is altered, that allows those decks to go back and forward.
Okay.
Technically, for the record, the garage area is supposed to be fully enclosed.
It's going to be a carport, not really a garage.
Right.
Yeah, just have a deck on top of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyone says it has to be fully enclosed for some reason.
My neighbor did. He's got a carport in front of his garage.
I'd like to change that.
Yeah, we should change that. We do it through the.
Opens better.
When the master plan is done, we can do all these changes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then, of course, that ground floor cannot be habitable. If there's any bathrooms and plumbing, that has to be sealed and removed. Again, they're going to provide that one residential parking space. You're going to put a roof over that deck? I'll note that that's acceptable, and then you'll submit revised plans, and Mr. McLaren can review and approve them in his discretion, consistent with everything we've discussed tonight. So those are the variances and the conditions. We would just need a motion, a second, and a roll call vote. Would like to have a motion?
Second.
One second. Roll call.
Commissioner Langraff?
I support the application. I appreciate you taking our suggestion. I think that was a good compromise. Going to work out nice. You're going to get a bigger deck and a roof on top of the second one, which will be a lot more usable. Saving the older structure. Like I said, I'm sorry to see those cornices or whatever the architectural term is.
Well, we'll look at it again in the redesign process, yeah. Because this is going to have to be redesigned.
I support the variance. I think this is a hardship because you're in a flood zone. The first floor is really not usable, so you're really elevating internally through the building. Adding that second floor up on top. So I support the variances and agree that the application should be approved. Thank you.
Dan Smith III.
I'm also in favor of the application. I appreciate you guys taking the suggestion of that. It's really important. And I think once you get it, I think you'll be happy with it. You know, the redevelopment of this is a plus. you'll enjoy it and, you know, get that commercial out of there. It's more in the neighborhood and it's going to look a whole lot better. So I'm in favor.
Mike Wiesen?
I'm happy to see this application come and the applicant listen to what the board had to say. Sometimes you come in and you have one objective. By listening, you get better ideas. And I think the architect would agree that some really good suggestions came out of this meeting tonight. I'm in favor of it.
Peter Sacco?
I'm also in favor of the application. I believe that it will certainly be an enhancement to the neighborhood. Alleviates the flood on the first floor, makes the house livable to a much greater degree.
Tim Coop?
I also agree and vote in favor. I think we're getting a much more flood-resistant home, and I appreciate listening and amending the plans.
The Phillies are trailing the Marlins.
Mayor Fiasco?
I don't know, yes. There's only so much you can do that property, I believe, as far as the flood area, the width of it, and everything. The plan to see is finally being made at times over the years, it looked like it was abandoned. And the street is finally getting cleaned up. There is a parking problem, but there's a parking problem all over town. And I thank the lady across the street for coming in. I remember seeing you for many years, probably all 62, cleaning your house and everything.
I have two meetings on that house.
When I saw you, I knew exactly where you were from.
I think it would be really nice to it.
We're voting now, so don't talk. Take a look.
Wendy Bartlett?
I also vote in favor of the project. I think it's a nice addition to that neighborhood, nice design, it's enhanced by the suggestions that they made by the board, and I appreciate your flexibility with the project.
Jessica Stilley?
I'm going to vote in favor as well. I think this is actually a really good project. I'm really happy to see you guys improving this property here. I don't really think that commercial use is necessary. I do appreciate you working with us in terms of providing that parking. I think it's actually going to be a really good improvement and actually almost essentially increase the value of that property. You'll have a bigger deck. And I actually think aesthetically it might even, or it will probably look better. That was it, man. So thank you.
John Van Dyne.
No, I agree with everything that's been said. I think it's a big enhancement for that property. It seems a shame, you know, when I first saw it, to see that giant ground floor area and not being able to take advantage of it, that in any way, shape, or form, it makes them park it down there. So I think it's a big compromise, and I am glad to see you guys going in that direction and wish you a lot of luck. I vote in favor.
We want to congratulate you. You passed, and
so you're approved. One question, real quick, Roger. Any issues with the curb cut? How big it needs to be, or distance from the corner?
No, they're right where that is.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Space a really big workshop in that first floor. To Roger. Yeah.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. McGinney.
Thanks for coming out.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate it.
I spent a lot of money doing watching that neighborhood.
It's fun. Maybe we'll name you block captain. We'll name you block captain.
There's a lot going on.
I know, we had to say they were falling down. Exactly. Thank you again, Bill.
Okay, with that in mind, Does anybody want to stay and just keep talking about anything? No. Anybody make a motion?
Motion.
Just a reminder, we got that at the school, August 7th?
7th.
Whatever that Thursday night.
6th.
Lafayette Avenue.
First time the board is going to see if you adopt a master plan?
Yeah, there's a draft plan that Carmella has, it's on our website.
I know, you said it.
And I think probably all the board, do they all have it in email?
I did send it in email, yes. Like, you send it.
Why don't you resend it out to everybody?
I just am not in tomorrow, so I'll resend it.
You send it to me also.
If I remember, I'll do it too, because I have it. It's only 59 pages.
We are adjourned.
Thanks, everybody, for being here tonight.
Thank you.